Resemblance. Goldfinch. Speaker in a world made intelligible, who not so much thinks as overhears thoughts, as in a Bach fugue, emptied of semantic content, no introspection, but still unmitigated thought, or at least what feels like thought, arrow pure as flying toward glass. Yes, that must be what happened. Safe to infer, the goldfinch did not know the windows were there. How easily we imagine its cognition, project mistakes into its mind. Goldfinch error. Must have been seduced by the clarity of two layers of windows. Must have lit off for the raspberry bush on the other side of both. Or maybe it had only in mind a through path, as if, in flight, it could be without intention. Some of us are really bad at turning inside out, build bang-up models instead, do materializing on imagined grass, the whole turf saving the phenomena. Do you also assume that reality has edges? Bounce X-rays off of crystals, modify chemical reactions, spot kinetic isotope effects, all so you can see the structure of the unseen. All that hyperbranching and chirality in your molecular models. A certainty in yellow feathers bright enough even for you. Right before I ran over the dead goldfinch with the actual mower, its yellow reached up from the virtually material lawn, its gray bird cavity sank into the notional. In that instant, for me, its last phenomenological experience felt known. A brief consciousness interrupted. You regard the resemblance of your models as provisional, you optimist, as if a mind so dedicated could ever get it right.